Hello, this is a message of hope and healing. It's now been 45 and a half weeks since we found that Josie had rectal cancer, and I ask myself, what do I know? I know that I feel myself being called by God to reach out and to share His love with you. I feel that the more that I feel the calling, the more that people seem to be placed in my path. I'm not sure that that is the truth, or just the fact that I am aware. I believe God gives us awareness. And now that I'm aware of the people, maybe they've been in my path before, but now, as my husband calls it, my light is on. And I think people see that light in me, the light that is the love that Jesus has for them. And I think they're drawn to that light, that warmth, that where they are seen. I will give you just a couple stories this week. One is I was at a picnic, music was playing, summertime, kids splashing in a pool, but it was without a doubt that I was there to see a person I had not seen since years and years. I knew them, 45 years ago. And there she was. And within moments of seeing her, we were sitting down together and she was sharing something with me, a burden that she had carried, a pain for so many years. And we were sitting with people all around, but there was a quiet intensity and depth to the moment where she laid this burden down and shared this pain with me. I know that there was a point in her life story that she was telling me where she said she was in bed and the pain was so great that it was physical. Her emotional pain was so great that physically she was just crying and screaming out. And it was then that she asked God to take the physical pain from her, that she couldn't move, get up. And she remembers that being lifted. And that was something that changed her. Not saying her journey has been easy by any means, but I know that she's not been alone. I know that she said there were hard choices to make and that there were people in her life and certain people that she had to prune out of her life, out of her path, because what they were giving her was a solid base for her pain. They were giving her a foundation to build upon it and to make that the place where she lived, in that house of pain. And she knew, though they were friends of hers, that they were not the people that God was calling her to go forward with. She has made some hard decisions, but God never left her. And that story, that surrendering that pain to God, again, I feel called to share that story because today I feel like I'm being called to share with you. And that I believe that you may be going through something that is just too much to bear, just as it was too much to bear for this woman that I had talked to. You need to surrender the fact that you can't handle it to God. You need to take this that is too much, and you need to not give up, but to give it up to God. This day, you're being called to not give up. Don't give up on the day. The day is the gift that God has given you. This day is a gift that God has blessed you with. Don't give up on this day, but rather give this day up to God. Surrender and know this is something you cannot do on your own, and there is one who is waiting to help. There is one who wants you to come to him in need of him. Seeking, knowing that you will find your help. I know that, as I say, my light is on. And today, that light is meant to shine on you with the love of God. You, as you're listening to this, know that God is using me to reach out, and that this is meant for you to hear. You are meant to hear these words. You are meant to receive this message of love, of unconditional love, of peace that is not of this world, of strength that is what gives you the way to do the undoable. You are weak, and in your weakness, God will find you. God will help you. God will strengthen you and lift you up. Don't give up on this day, but give this day up to God. It says in James in 4:10, humble yourselves before the Lord and he will lift you up. Amen. It is in your weakness, God will show you the strength. God will give you what you need. We just come before God and we say, I can't do this. I surrender. I surrender this to you. I cannot do this on my own. And come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. That's Matthew 11:28. Are you tired? Are you weary? God will give you the rest that you need. Come to him. Lay it before him. And give it up. It's like thinking of a relay race, right? You've run your part. You've done what you know, you're not giving up. You're giving that burden, that baton of burden to God. You're placing it in God's hands and you're saying, I can't do this. Take this. Take this and finish this. Amen. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we know that people are running a race and that they're tired. You know how tired they are. You know how weary they feel. You know how burdened they feel. They're not even sure why at times, but they feel overwhelmed. It's all too much. Sometimes there's a very specific reason, and you know that that someone is hurting who they love. You know that they're going through a health concern. You know that they're looking, how do they pay up this bill? How do they make it to the next day? And Lord, as we pray, we are reminded that you give us this day our daily bread. You meet us right where we are this day, Lord. And I pray for each and every person who hears this, that they will feel that portion that is measured out to them this day, so that they will know, heart and soul, feel this surrendering and feel it being replaced with the strength, the love, the peace that only you can deliver to them. We pray today that to not give up on this day, but to give this day up to you, Lord. And it's in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, that we pray. Amen.